Moving right along in our community journey, we turn our attention to our self-improvement, where users are grappling with authenticity, life changes, quarter-life crises, and severe emotional hurdles. The first post touches a nerve across the platform. The user asks why the subreddit seems infested with AI, noting that most posts read like they were artificially generated. Commenters chimed in with cynical realism, noting that many people use the sub to promote vibe-coded task management apps that offer nothing new. Another top-voted comment gave a blunt self-improvement pro tip, fuck AI off and learn to think for yourselves, while others conceded that this dilution is unfortunately only going to get worse across every corner of the internet. In a much more constructive thread, a user asked for one thing that changed your life, looking for actionable habits. The top response, racking up over 220 points, was simple yet profound: stop treating weekends like a 48-hour recovery mission from the work week. Getting up early on Saturday to do something useful before noon completely changes the psychological weight of the weekend. Other top suggestions included letting go of other people's opinions entirely and getting serious about sleep rather than wearing 5 to 6 hours a night as a badge of honor. A heavy post titled Stuck in Life at 23 featured a young user with a bachelor's degree who hates their minimum wage job, is currently signed off by a doctor for stress, and feels like they haven't progressed since their teens. The community rallied with immense empathy and grounding advice. Top commenters urged them to stop measuring their life against an arbitrary timeline at 23. They pointed out that having a degree, working, actively applying for jobs, and trying to change things doesn't mean you failed, it just means you're unhappy. The core advice was to avoid trying to fix everything at once: job, living situation, anxiety, and the future, and instead pick just one small thing to build momentum. Another commenter who went through a divorce and has a child at 23 reminded the poster that they are a free bird with zero hooks holding them back, encouraging them to get their driver's license and take it step by step. Another vulnerable post came from a 25-year-old woman whose brain freezes during conflict, leaving her unable to stand up for herself or articulate her thoughts when disrespected, only to spiral with regret later. The community offered powerful psychological reframing, pointing out that this is not a character flaw or cowardice, but pure physiological freeze-and-fawn response. Commenters advised lowering the stakes by keeping responses short, boring, and firm, like saying "don't speak to me that way," and using phrases like "I need a second to think" to buy time. They emphasized that assertiveness is a skill that can be practiced on low-stakes disagreements just like any other muscle. Finally, in an absolute heart-wrenching post, a 27-year-old user shared that their fiancé left them, their mother died 2 days later, and a week after that, the fiancé started dating a mutual friend. They wrote that they were at rock bottom and felt like they might as well die. The community responded with profound compassion, assuring them that at 27, they still have their whole life ahead of them and that the toxic ex was simply the trash taking itself out. Commenters encouraged them to allow themselves to grieve fully without running from their emotions, wrapping themselves in blankets, eating comfort food, and realizing that when you are truly at rock bottom, the only way left to go is up. Next up, we dive into the biohacking, where users are celebrating massive physical transformations, heavy lifting, and peptid protocols. A standout post titled, 95 pounds down, and I'm not done yet, detailed an incredible journey where a user dropped from a peak of 340 pounds down to 245 pounds. They explained that they lost the first 45 pounds naturally before incorporating the peptid retatrutide to bridge the gap. Commenters marveled at the transformation, with one joking about loose skin and others debating the accessibility and high cost of cutting-edge pharmaceuticals, noting how life-changing these peptides can be for preventing future medical bills. This theme continued across multiple tracking updates, a 12-month retatrutide update showing a 35-kilogram weight loss, a user down 32 pounds after committing to an Instagram transformation challenge, and another peptid user dropping 30 pounds since March while maintaining heavy lifting and high protein intake for IBS, bloating, and inflammation management. Yet another user posted side-by-side progress photos starting from 275 pounds in March 2025, detailing how they broke through a brutal plateau at 250 pounds where they previously thought it was too late for them. The community flooded all these threads with congratulations, technical questions about height and dosages, and deep encouragement for breaking plateaus. Finally, we stop briefly at our Huberman lab, where a user asked a straightforward question: what helped you not to wake up during the night, looking for protocols to achieve constant, uninterrupted deep sleep? The community jumped straight to evidence-based and anecdotal protocols popularized in the optimization space. The two runaway top recommendations were magnesium glycinate to calm the nervous system and promote deep sleep architecture, and mouth taping to encourage nasal breathing throughout the night, prevent dry mouth, and reduce sleep fragmentation.